You're listening to the audio production of Worry Less, Live More, God's Prescription for a Better Life by Robert J. Morgan, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Preface: How to Bury Worry Before Worry Buries You. Amazon keeps track of your highlights. When ebook owners mark sentences, the online retailer knows and notes it. Recently, Amazon released a list of the most popular passages in some of its best-selling books, such as The Hunger Games, the Harry Potter series, and Pride and Prejudice. Also released, the most highlighted passage in the Holy Bible. I expected America's favorite biblical portion to be John chapter 3, verse 16, Psalm 23, or the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. But no, it was a less prominent text, but one that's striking a deep chord in today's worried world. It was Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a passage I've underscored in my own Bible, and it's a portion of a paragraph I've memorized from the book of Philippians. These words shore up my sanity, because I've battled anxiety from childhood. I have a journal full of war stories to prove it. Nothing grips my spirit like worry. It's like a spider spinning webs of worry in my mind and tightening the strings. And if it pulls hard enough, it almost draws me, at its worst moments, into fetal levels of fear. I'm sorry to confess such a thing, because I'm a long-tenured Christian who's memorized virtually every verse in the Bible about worry and about peace. But I inherited a stray genetic particle from my mother's side of the family, and that gene sometimes mutates into a germ that wreaks havoc with my nervous system. I remember my mom standing on the porch of our home in Elizabethton, Tennessee, wringing her hands when ambulances raced up Highway 19E in the direction of our apple orchard, 20 miles away. Thousands of people lived up that road, but my mother always worried my dad had suffered an accident. As a child, I anguished over misplaced library books, and my first panic attacks came when I had to give oral reports in school. A set of paralyzed lungs doesn't bode well for someone wanting to become a public speaker. If I had time, I'd tell you about the moment in high school when I barreled through an acute panic attack while on stage, and by God's grace, emerged through the experience with nearly all fear of public speaking gone. But that's another story. Suffice to say, few of my other anxieties...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?